Ramadan is at our doorstep, and while I know that can be exciting and overwhelming at the same time, I know the best thing that I could do for all of us is to start to get us prepped. So if you aren't already in prep mode, we've got you covered. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be dropping podcasts that have everything to do with what you need to get ready. So that way, while you're doing your own thing, while you're driving, while you're cooking, while you're washing dishes, taking a run, whatever it is, you can listen and kind of kill two birds in one stone and get someone to do that prep for you. So excited to be with you on your journey as you get ready for Ramadan. Inshallah ta'ala, today we're going to cover my best tips for Quran journaling. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslimah Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslimah, coming to you every week on topics where we give you everyday life tips so that you can go from surviving to thriving and become a woman of impact. Being a Muslim woman doesn't have to be hard if you just had some tools, if you just had some advice, and we've got you covered. So today we're actually kind of officially kicking off the start of our Ramadan prep. It is kind of surreal that Ramadan is this close. It always comes that way, right? It always feels like it creeps up on you. And then you're like, oh, only 3 weeks left? Oh my goodness. So today we're going to be covering Quran journaling. It's a topic a lot of women get excited about. I remember last year when we started doing classes on it inside of Thrive Muslimah, it was kind of a big thing. I didn't realize how much women really, really wanted to connect with the Quran, but struggled to do it until we had started that class. It's the same class we have. We keep it all year and we're going to have it again this Ramadan in the Thrive Sisterhood. But what I want to tell you the most important part is, I didn't realize how much women wanted like hand-holding step by step. So what we're going to do in this podcast today is I'm going to give you a glimpse inside of kind of some of the tools that we share inside of that class. And I actually have an entire book where I lay this out. It's an actual journaling book. So I'm going to be like reading some pages from that also. So you're going to get the best of both worlds. If you haven't been able to attend one of our classes, and if you haven't yet gotten the book, you're going to get like some glimpses inside so they can be something useful for you, hopefully this Ramadan, to use. Only other announcement. I'm really excited that we're about to start the free Ramadan 3-day challenge. So I'll put the link below. It's going to probably also be on my Instagram. You'll see it floating around everywhere. But alhamdulillah, get ready. February 29th to March 2nd, we're going to be helping you prep live. You can come on and do that challenge. So 11 a.m. EST, it's probably like 4 p.m. GMT. They keep changing the time clock. So I just don't hold me to the GMT. But see you inside of there. All right. So, you got to register. That's the reason I put the link. Okay. So let's talk about Quran journaling. Quran journaling, if you're not familiar, or maybe you are familiar with it. So I'm going to speak to people who know how to Quran journal and who have never done it or interested or dabbled, whatever. It's a process of jotting down your thoughts and reflections on ayats of Quran, lines of the Quran, and the tafsir. The tafsir is the, when I say Arabic in this one, I'm going to try to do a lot of English translation. Explanation, tafsir is the explanation and interpretation of the meaning of the Quran. So we don't just like read lines of the Quran and, you know, oh, I think this means, like, we don't do any of that in Islam. We use official texts. One of the most famous one is Tafsir Ibn Kathir, K-A-T-H-I-R, Ibn Kathir, and relating to your own personal life. Okay, so this is us understanding the Quran and trying to get close with it, but then also connecting it to our heart and our life and feeling that personal connection. So it can be done in many ways, right? From simple, just colorful techniques in a notebook to really, really outline stuff like we do inside of our book. We have our book. Let's see if I can put the link below for that too. But if you go on my Instagram, you know, you have those links in there if you press it, and it'll be like, you know, resources, whatever, like you'll see our stuff. We also have, yeah, it's in there. Okay, so why Quran journal? Why should we Quran journal? Quran journaling is a fun practice that can strengthen your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you practice Quran journaling, it's this time when you ponder and you reflect deeply on the words of Allah. It allows you to create deeper connections with the Quran, as well as giving you the chance to really understand the Quran. And once you gain more understanding, sis, you can connect one ayah with something in your life the minute it happens. It's amazing. You can kind of see Allah in your everyday life so much clearer. And you could feel your heart just soften. And you could feel yourself I just can't explain it. It's like a tingling. I even get it through my fingers when I am talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu alam. Sometimes I get it when I am doing the podcast because I'm really pouring my heart, fisabilillah, for the sake of Allah. It can be a comfort also, you know, to be with Allah in this way, in this connection, any situation you're going through in your life. Now, some benefits of Quran journaling are it helps you increase your connection with the Quran. It brings you immense reward as you understand it and are able to apply Islam in your life easier. It's this activity that anybody could do at any age. So I actually do it with my kids. If you go on my YouTube channel, you'll see me Quran journaling with them in the past. And also, it can be almost like therapeutic. So for me, it's a form of self-care, can I be frank? Because it just, like, I do it with art infused sometimes as well. Like, I'll do the main Quran journaling in this book, the one that I shared, but then I'll go off into, like, the artistic version. So it's something that I love. And it just makes us more intentional and mindful and brings us peace from within. Now, I'm just going to say a couple definitions. So I'm going to, as I keep talking, I don't want to like say stuff that people don't know. We have three methods that we suggest for women to do for Quran journaling. I'm going to say some words, like I said, but I want you to, if I say them later, I want you to be like, what is that word? I don't know Arabic or something. Some people don't. So that's okay. Ayah is a verse in the Quran, right? Like how you have a poem, you have a line, you know, inside of a stanza. So like you have ayah. Surah is like chapter, but it's not. It's actually, the translation, I believe, it's very beautiful, is the inner walls of a city. Because, and this is so beautiful, the inner walls of a city is actually the translation of like a surah. It's because, think about the city. So many things are happening, hustling, bustling. What do you have in there? You have I'm going old school here. You have like the bakery, the post office, that, you know, subhanAllah, you have everything in there. And the surah is containing these multiple messages and ideas inside of one quote-unquote chapter. So there's 114 surahs in the Quran. Usually most people learn the last 30, the smaller ones. It's also often referred to as juz amma because there are 30 juz in the Quran. So what happens is it is split up into 30 parts. Now, what is a juz? A juz refers to these parts that the Quran is, you know, like it's a section, how it is divided. It's very purposeful. And so like the one that people learn the most is the last 30, small is juz amma. After that is juz 29. Usually this way is juz tabarik. Now, there's a whole lot of back and forth about should you memorize from the front to the back of the Quran or the back to the front. A lot of people do it one way or the other. I will be honest, memorization-wise, absolutely easier to do it from juz amma, which is the 30th, which is the last small ones. However, the argumentative essay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the front to the end. So from the beginning of the Quran to the end. So like understanding the Quran wise, it is one continuous, how do I say this? It's one continuous argumentative essay. It's really quite brilliant. And Allah is imploring humanity to do such and such a things. You know, subhanAllah, it's actually amazing. So for understanding the Quran, I do want to say, juz amma, the purpose of juz amma, it's great for da'wah. It's great for da'wah, which is like telling people about Islam. So if you're like a revert and you want to talk to your family about Islam, these are the first things that people learn about, you know, and so these are really, really great. But for you yourself, you want to go like a layer deeper. Doing it in order might be helpful because one surah usually spills into the next. It usually goes over. It's not like it's cut, you know. Many times one will reference or piggyback off an idea from a previous one. And if you're doing it backwards, 30, 29, 28, 27, you can imagine it's not quite the same thing as reading it forward as they're all connecting. So not to make it complicated, but I want to throw that out there because I think people should know that. Tadabbur. Tadabbur is very important. This is when Allah loves this. We ponder in the Quran. This is when he says in the Quran, do you not see the stars? Do you not look at the sky? Do you not this and that? Like subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is amazing and he loves when we think about his Quran. So tadabbur is this act of kind of this contemplation on his meanings, his purpose, his rulings, alhamdulillah. Now, I'm going to go over just a couple methods that we use. I'm going to do them fairly quickly because there's a lot to be said on this. Like I said, all this is outlined in our book and it's also something that we follow in our classes. So I will go over the three methods here really, really briefly. All right. So in method 2, it's really meant for that on the grow, you know, person. And so again, you're choosing the ayah and then you're reading the tafsir of it so you can understand it. And then you're just sitting here and you're jotting like your just basic reflection, your action plan. Now I say action plan because it's really great if you don't just read. If you take that reading and you say, gosh, how am I going to apply that in my life today? Like this has me realizing, like if I read it, something that says, if you're grateful, I will give you more. Right? I can start to think about my lack of gratitude, right? And how, gosh, I keep saying I don't have, but I'm missing gratitude in my life. So maybe if I did, I would actually have more, just like Allah said, and Allah is the most truthful. So my action plan for that week can be like to have moments of gratitude more often. And I can be honest that really works, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really all He wants is for us to realize that we love Him and we are grateful for what He does. I mean, I just want you to look at humanity. About us, we just ignore Allah most of the time, find so many things more important if we could be fair. Not every person, but the average person. And you're up above all of your creation and you're watching this and you see the people do this. It's hurtful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has heard from us. And it's just, I wish you will be grateful. And He's saying in the Quran, one Ramadan, I focused on the entire Quran. Really, really, I just really said, Allah, by the end of this, I want to come up with like a major theme from your book. Like it was a goal for me, just like a walk away theme. Because to really, really get it. And what I really got from the entire Quran when I just in-depth studied, I'll just give you the quick 10-second summary, was Allah just wanted us to be grateful and appreciative. Really, I mean, it's so much more than that. But I mean, that is just a huge piece of the Quran. Remember I told you about that argumentative essay? It was really that. It was just humbling. And I said, subhanAllah, He's just like, gosh, I love you. I just want you to be happy, but you're fighting me tooth and nail on everything. If only you would appreciate it, I would give you more. SubhanAllah. So that is the minimalist method, which is the method number 3 that we choose. The last one is by juz. Now, this is great for Ramadan, if Ramadan's coming up, right? So I think you guys will really appreciate this. This method is a great way to gain an overall understanding of the message of the Quran in a very short period of time. And so we have a step-by-step guide. And so on page 9, I'm reading some of that for you right now. And all of this, like I said, the same method that the teacher uses in the class. So like I'd reference the class the same thing. All right, so step 1, you prepare your reference book. For example, if you're going to use Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you get it. You choose the juz that you want to reflect on. Remember, I told you the Quran is broken into 30 parts. So for example, you could start Ramadan day 1 with Surah Al-Baqarah. I really do suggest you do it in order, but it's up to you, just for this part. But if it's too much for you and that's overwhelming, I totally get it. Especially if you're a revert, just don't do what I'm saying. Go backwards. But again, because the message is forward, you get me? It's this catch-22. It's always that way. All right. And people have their like opinions on this. And so I'm just going to leave it to you. Choose the juz you want to reflect. Then take the notes, right? With the template that we provide, we have it on page 105, and just begin taking your notes. Now, I'm going to tell you some questions to ask yourself to figure out like what the meaning of the juz is. I'm going to give you some of them, right? What is the primary theme of this juz? Like, mind you, one juz is going to have multiple themes. So you're going to find, because it's just the inner walls of a city, right? In a surah, what about the entire juz? Multiple inner walls of cities. Going to have so many awesome things to catch, right? So an entire juz. So you start Surah Al-Baqarah. I think so it's broken up from, you know, you're going to have to go into the Quran and see it. But you're not doing it by surah. You're doing it by juz. So like in a juz, it'll have a couple surah together. Now in the beginning of the Quran, because the surahs are big, they will have less together because it's so big, right? Surah Al-Baqarah is over 200 lines. Don't feel overwhelmed by that, by the way. This is just a method you can choose to use. You don't have to use it. You can use method 1 or 2, okay? But if you want to go bigger, go home. You're going to go with this one for Ramadan. Okay, here's a set of questions. What is the primary theme of this juz? How many surahs are in this juz? Just take a note. What are the surahs in this juz? What are the lessons from the juz? What are some of the major stories in the juz? What is the new knowledge that I gained from this juz? And which verse and translation that I like the most based on this juz? I told you I use the 2 that I use, Abdul Halim and the Clear Quran, but it's up to you. For kids, by the way, and I have this again in my book link, in my links in bio and Instagram, the Clear Quran for kids, what I use for my kids, very, very good. Which surah or ayah verse is most relatable to me right now? Like, which I just read this juz. Like, what just like hit my heart? What particular ayah or two? Just one ayah or two in the entire dress. So you can walk away with something like that too. Yeah. And then lastly, you're going to use your notes on these things. So what happens is we have this thing where we just like note take, we notice things, right? And then we just have a personal reflection, right? So you do this, but then, and this is the method, and then you do the, with the personal reflection. And again, I have this on YouTube. You can go watch that. I have a series, method one, method two, method three. You're going to see how I do it. Okay. But I never had said this on the podcast. So I thought it was really important for Ramadan prep. If you never get to YouTube, at least you heard this. At least you had some ideas, right? So in your notes, you will just do your personal reflection and your action. Like, oh, what am I going to try to do in my life right now that I read this just, right? Maybe I can. So I hope this is really helpful. Like I said, there are just so many ways to do Quran journaling. There's also artistic ways. So for example, in our class, the teacher, she does this, but then she also does art. So you're going to see me in Ramadan whip out and do some like Quran journaling this way, but also with the, how you say it? With pens and markers and colors. And I do that with my kids as well. And they love it. But let me just be really frank. Before you go and do this whimsical thing with art in the Quran, it's not a joke. You don't just art the Quran, okay? This is, alhamdulillah, this is the book of life. So that's why we have made this journal so that women could like really, really get the information correct and then have your whimsical connection. We love that, but we're not going to go crazy here. So I see people do these off-the-cuff bid'ah innovation things, and I'm going to be really, really clear. You have to know the Quran, take it from good sources. Make sure, like I said, Tafsir Ibn Kathir or like another Tafsir Sa'adi. That's another one. Don't ask me to spell these. These are in Arabic. But alhamdulillah, no, they're linked usually, I think, in my bio. Like I said, all the links. At the end of the day, using the correct sources, you'll be good. But just do that first and then go have your artistic expression, which is what I do, even me. Okay? So alhamdulillah, respecting the Quran, loving this journey, excited that you guys are here on the podcast, want a Quran journaling. And this is do some Quran journaling. This is very, very exciting to me. And oh, it's such a great way. So in Ramadan, all throughout Ramadan, inside of Thrive, we do classes where we all come together the entire Ramadan. So if that is something you want to do, you can also join us there. Love y'all for the sake of Allah. Have an amazing rest of week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.